Report: Trump's $400 million war chest set to put Democrats on defense. By Marianne Angela on July 27, 2026. President Donald Trump's super PAC is set to begin spending its $400 million war chest in August, targeting House and Senate races to strengthen Republican incumbents and force Democrats onto the defensive, according to a report published Monday. The Trump-aligned super PAC, MAGA Incorporated, has sat on the stockpile without making a major expenditure on the party's candidates so far this cycle. Journalist Jake Traylor posted the spending timeline Monday, citing a Republican operative, while MS Now also reported the money would start flowing next month. James Blair, Trump's former White House political director and now a coordinator of his midterm effort, said the president intends to spend heavily. "The president is going to expend substantial resources to win the midterms," Blair said. "He cares deeply about the party winning." New: Trump's war chest, which is sitting at $400 million right now, is set to begin spending in August, according to a Republican operative familiar with the expenditure timeline. The Trump-aligned super PAC is planning to spend in both House and Senate races, shoring up. Jake Traylor, at Jake_Traylor, July 27, 2026. MAGA Incorporated reported more than $400 million in its latest filing with the Federal Election Commission, part of the Republican money advantage that towers over the Democrats heading into November. The PAC added $18 million in June alone and began the year with roughly $300 million. MS Now reported that Trump's operation is giving battleground Republicans room to distance themselves from the president on the economy and the war in Iran. Strategists claimed polling shows voters reject his handling of both. One operative said the closing plan centers on drawing a very sharp contrast between Republican candidates and their Democrat opponents. Candidates are also reportedly being told to localize their races around the One Big Beautiful Bill, the 2025 tax and spending law. Operatives want them to point to specific provisions. Those include the law's changes to taxes on tips and overtime, its expanded child tax credit, and a higher cap on state and local tax deductions. In Michigan, Representative Tom Barrett, Army, voted with Democrats on Thursday for a resolution to wind down U.S. military operations in Iran, one of four Republicans to cross the aisle on the 214-208 vote. The Michigan Republican is still slated to appear alongside Trump Monday at the president's visit to his competitive mid-Michigan district, MS Now reported. The party holds a financial edge over Democrats that runs into the hundreds of millions at a time when Republicans must defend narrow majorities in both chambers. "That's the $400 million question. I don't know," one operative said of MAGA Incorporated's decision not to spend in a single race so far. "They have indicated they're going to spend. But not where or when. And those are kind of big details."